my final guest today is Jan Zatrianu. Jan has been in Ireland quite a number of years. When did you come to Ireland?
Yes, I came into Ireland in December
2007. Jan is here since. So Jan has been living in Coolock since May 2008. And in recent months, he has had a rather disturbing episode where his both his car and his house has been attacked in what appears to be nothing other than racially motivated incidents, and his family, I think you've been subject to some abuse as well. Do you want to tell us the story in your own words, Jan?
Yeah, I try. Actually, I want to make to correct my date of arrival in Ireland. I came in December 2002. And I was living first time on Ardbeg at 50 Ardbeg Park in Artane for 5 years, and I was very happy there. After that, I was in some way ahead to take another house, but this time was a council house in Coolock, 128 Greencastle Road, which is actually my address since 2008 May. Since May, after only 2 months, I had the first incidents with discrimination and racism in my neighborhood. For example, my older son, the both, which are were attending the college in the secondary school in Artane.
Okay.
When they were coming back from the school, the teenagers and also adults was Irish adults was throwing with eggs and small stones at them.
How old were the boys?
The boys was 15 and 17.
Right, okay.
This has happened a lot of times, but I didn't complain about that to the Garda or to the community, because I was thinking that maybe they will
stop.
They will stop, and later we can get socialize or get friends. All this time I tried, since I am living in...
When did that start? Is this May just gone, May of this year?
Yeah, no. May, the first year when I came.
Oh, from the first, right, okay.
They started throwing to my children with eggs and small stones.
Yeah.
After that, since this year, we have problems in the neighborhood with the neighbors, about also racism and discrimination. I don't know, all the life I tried to do my best and to be very grateful to the Irish government because what they did for me, and to thank them for their kindness and generosity. But many people are making discrimination against us Roma people for the simple fact that the wives, the women, are dressing a long skirt.
It makes them visible, I suppose. Is that people can see who?
Yeah. This is the only reason, because you are Roma. Otherwise, our behavior is very normal. I do my best to integrate my family and also another Roma people, because I was working as on voluntary basis as a coordinator education to Roma organization in Ireland.
Sure.
And I do my best all these years to do something good for our integration into Irish community. But now I am the victim of this harassment, and my family too. And
you've been.
I don't deserve this.
You've been to the housing unit or to the
I complained to the housing department in Darndale, and a lot of people are helping me to convince the housing department to for my exceptional circumstances to allow
transfer.
Me, yeah, to give me the speed. I am already on the list, God thanks,
yeah.
But the list will take until I will get another housing, another council house.
Yeah.
It will take a long time, a few months or maybe 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I am asking and I am praying God to help me, to allow me to get a private accommodation until they will find another house for me. And I want to leave this area.
Sure.
Kulok. For me, is not good, this area, Kulok.
Okay.
And also Dandelion and also Kilbarak, I think is the same. Because as I see, the people, a lot of people, they have the same mentality. A lot of people. I can't tell that all are the same. No. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. But a lot of people they have the same mentality, because I saw them. I was walking in Dandel, I was walking in Kilbarak, and many people, they didn't look at us with good eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jan, look, we're going to have to leave it at that this morning, but look, that's a salutary tale, and all I can do is apologise on behalf of the Irish people that such things will happen. I'm horrified that it's happening in 21st century Ireland, but thanks for taking the time to come in. I think it's important that people hear the types of things that are going on, and people pause and think, you know, exactly what they are doing to people like yourself. And hopefully the housing department will hear your plea and give you a speedy transfer.